1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Jurors are now weighing their decision in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports from Wilmington, Delaware.
The six-man, six-woman Delaware jury began deliberations Monday afternoon, but will resume them Tuesday morning here at the federal courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware. They listened to testimony over 6 days that was emotional and tearful at times from Hunter Biden's own relatives, his ex-wife, his former girlfriend, his brother's widow, about his descent into crack cocaine addiction and the purchase of a gun at the center of the case in October 2018.
A Florida judge has rejected former President Donald Trump's bid to get charges dismissed in his classified documents case, but did strike a paragraph from the indictment. There's more information about the Israeli military operation to free four hostages, which Hamas says killed a couple hundred Palestinians. CBS's Chris Livesay from Tel Aviv.
The Hamas-run health ministry says nearly 300 were killed. Israel disputes that number. Our CBS News team in Gaza was at the hospital as the injured arrived. The plane was bombing at random, said this eyewitness. The streets are filled with bodies.
A three-alarm fire engulfed a Miami apartment complex. CBS News Miami's Peter Dench.
Joel Enrique and his family walked down four flights of stairs to escape the fire.
First time I've ever been in a fire, so my eyes were burning, my nose was burning.
We also have a patient that's been shot in the torso.
Officials say an adult male with a gunshot wound was found at the building. He was taken to an area hospital. It is unclear if he has any connection to the fire.
Theft of copper wire in the San Francisco area is on the rise. Even a church was hit in Oakland. KCBS Radio's Matt Bigler has more.
Streetlights and stoplights have been stripped of wiring as copper prices hit an all-time global high. Electrician Joe Lawrence says historic lamps around a popular lake are now dark.
This is the worst it's ever gotten, where almost half the lake or three-quarters of the lake is out because of wire theft.
There were 28 separate natural disasters that cost the U.S. at least $1 billion last year. That's a record. CBS's Dave Malkoff on where we stand this year.
We're halfway through 2024, and there have been $11 billion disasters, four of them last month, including the deadly winds in Houston that blew out glass high-rises downtown and killed eight people, and the deadliest tornado so far this year in Iowa.
The Library of Congress wants to attract more visitors. It's unveiling a new exhibit this week that draws on the library's archives. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison police shared more information about this past weekend's mass shooting at a Monday press conference. 10 people had gunshot wounds, one person was hurt by broken glass, and another hurt themselves running from the scene. The victims were between ages 14 and 23. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
The shooting happened early Sunday morning during a rooftop party at downtown apartment complex The Lux. Madison police said they could be looking for two shooters, but they did not name any suspects. This was one of three shootings that happened in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsinites can expect a hotter-than-average summer this year. According to CBS 58, Wisconsin has a 30-40% chance of above-average temperatures in June, July, and August. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee coming off a 10-2 loss yesterday to the Tigers, but they won the weekend series in Detroit 2-1. Pat Murphy on struggling against the Tigers lefty Tarek Skubal.
Credit to them. They played great defense today, and they got timely hits, and, you know, that kid on the mound. It's really good.
In golf, Ernie Els shot a 12 under to win the AmFam Championship in Madison. Racing, IndyCar driver Will Powell gets his first win in 2 years at the Grand Prix at Road America Elkhart Lake. NFL, Packers beginning mandatory minicamp in Green Bay. Are they close to getting Jordan Love a new contract?
Yeah, we're in those conversations right now, and we'd like to get this done, before training camp for sure. We're looking forward to getting that done, but it never goes fast.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky in the overnight, light winds and mid-40s by sunup. On Tuesday, more clouds on the way. South winds will turn breezy. Look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms to develop in the afternoon as our high temperatures warm to the lower 70s. Currently 49 degrees.
Crude and Dom. The jury is out in the Hunter Biden trial as the weaponized Department of Justice seeks retribution against Joe Biden's son. Does make sense. I know. Devil's Advocates. The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy David Pepper, the lawyer, writer, his latest book, Saving Democracy, a user's manual for every American, political activist, former elected official, adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Law, served as chair of the Ohio Democratic Party from 2015 to 2021, and regularly writes on Substack over at davidpepper.substack.com. It's free. You need to sign up for it. It's one of the most informative newsletters out there. Comes right into your email box. David, welcome back to the program. I was just blown away by your piece on Substack titled La Rosa's Smoking Gun on Voter Purging. You say, opening paragraph, this time 157,857 Ohio voters are on the list to be purged. The state is doing, they're following through on the Supreme Court case where they gave them permission to do this, right?
Yeah, I mean, we fought them. Believe it or not, we'd won at the circuit level, which was sort of an upset here in the Sixth Circuit. It's a pretty conservative circuit. And then when the Supreme Court took the case, this was a number of years ago, it just felt bad. And by 5-4, they basically decided that they could. The key problem with the purging in Ohio is not that they're purging. It's not even purging, not that they're removing voters who have passed away or who are removed, which is a legitimate reason to clean up your voting files. They use infrequent voting as the proxy for having passed away or moving. And as you've written about, and I've written about, that turns out to be a horrific proxy because you capture millions of people who simply didn't vote in several elections, didn't return a single postcard. When the truth is only a very small percentage of people either passed away or moved. So the process is inherently flawed. And the Supreme Court said, well, that's okay. You can do it anyway. And now we're stuck with years of massive numbers of people being purged. And as I try and write about in Substack, many of them, at least the last time we were able to see a list like this, 20% were literally knocked off the rolls by complete error. They shouldn't have been on the list. Even the president, the League of Women Voters of Ohio, was purged as if she wasn't voting when she had been. So it's a really flawed system, and they just keep moving forward with it.
Yeah. To what extent, I mean, I think a lot of people are familiar with how Brian Kemp, when he was Secretary of State in Georgia, purged over 100,000 people from the voting rolls. And then the second time around, it was over 300,000. Greg Palast actually ran the list of purged people against Amazon's database of home addresses and found that there were over 300,000 people inappropriately or improperly purged. But he in that first election against, what's her name? He won by 50,000 votes, but he had purged 100,000 people before the election. And, you know, most of those purges in Georgia are in Fulton County, or in largely black areas. Is that also the case in Ohio?
Yeah, I have someone who's helping me look through the current list to see where it breaks down by county. But the history of the last 10 years has been massive disproportionate impact in cities and urban areas. And not just, you know, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus, but Dayton, Youngstown. You know, you have literally counties where the voting population has greatly diminished, even though the city grew or stayed even. So it's not that someone can say, well, people moved out, the population is actually smaller. The census doesn't reflect that. The electorate is smaller. Mm. One way to think about it that is stunning is Hillary Clinton actually won the registered voter population of Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, Cleveland, is literally the county that gave Obama Ohio, and that's why he's president.
Right.
Hillary Clinton won a greater percentage of the voters of Cuyahoga County than Obama did. You'd never think that, but she did. But she won the county by like 50,000 fewer votes. Why? How does that happen? Because they had purged so many voters in the meantime that even a greater percentage victory resulted in fewer votes. And the same thing happened with Joe Biden. So they've really hollowed out a lot of the electorate that elected Obama president, again, through purging people who vote infrequently, which disproportionately impacts, let's summarize it as the Obama coalition. The data is very clear on that.
Now, in our nearest neighbor, Canada, or in basically any other, you know, advanced democracy in the world, this would never happen because all of these countries, we are literally the only OECD country that does not, as a matter of law or even constitutional law, specify that voting is a right. Here in the United States, voting is a privilege, as was restated by the Supreme Court in 2000 in Bush v. Gore. And yet, in 1993, when the National Voter Registration Act, NRVA, the so-called Motor Voter Act, was passed, the header, you know, the descriptor of that law says voting is a right. The black letter, content of the law says voting in the United States is a right. And yet, the only time, to the best of my knowledge, the Supreme Court has even referenced that decision was in that case involving your Secretary of State saying that he could purge voters.
Yeah, and that law specifically said that this is how bad this decision was. And by the way, Breyer wrote a great dissent on this case. We talked about this prior previously. That law specifically says that infrequency of voting should never be used to trigger purging. Well, that's exactly what Ohio does.
Right.
Now, and what the Supreme Court said was, well, in between the first election you didn't vote in and the next one, you were sent a postcard. And if you didn't respond to it, that also triggered the purging. So that cleansed it somehow. But the answer is that's ridiculous. The only reason that people get onto the on-ramp of being purged is because they missed an election. And then later they miss another election. And so when you read the law you're talking about, it actually protected against exactly what's happening. But the Supreme Court basically wrote that out of the law. And one reason why why I'm a big advocate that whenever we have the majorities we need to pass new voting rights laws, is you could rewrite it so it was more clear than the Supreme Court apparently thought that you should not be able to use infrequency of voting to trigger purging.
Right.
And that's the fatal flaw. Again, it's 2024. Of course we could figure out who's passed away and who's moved. This isn't rocket science.
Right.
The idea that they are literally, I mean, when you and I walk into a store, Facebook starts sending us ads about the store we're in. People know where people are. The idea that they can't figure out how to update lists without knocking out all these people who simply chose not to vote. Maybe they weren't inspired. Maybe it was whatever reason. Choosing not to vote in elections should not mean that your government eliminates you entirely. And that's what's happening in the state of Ohio right now.
Yeah, great. You know, former BBC reporter Greg Palast has done the numbers crunching and you know, paid for the you know, analysis of the lists in Georgia and done a fair amount of the same thing in Texas. And on this program, he said that both Texas and Georgia would be blue states if it wasn't for voter purges. Is that also true of Ohio?
I mean, so the thing I broke down on my Substack was that Frank LaRose said that the recent purging, it's the most accurate ever. Well, that means he's basically admit. By the way, I don't want to hear something more accurate when it comes to purging. It's either accurate or it's not.
Right.
But by saying that, he was admitting that the past purges were flawed. Well, what was the error percentage in 2019's purge? It was 20%. If you run that 20% or worse, and LaRose's text is a tweet is essentially saying, yeah, it was pretty bad. You run that against the 2 million plus that have been purged. That's 400,000 voters. Of course, that's a margin of victory. That blows J.D. Vance out of the water in his last run against Tim Ryan. And so we're talking hundreds of thousands of voters, disproportionately voters of color, in a state that was purple or blue in 8 and 12. So it's an enormous number of voters. It very well tips the state from being what now feels pretty red to, I'd say, at least sort of a toss-up state. It's a massive scale that we're talking about
here. I think this is going on.
And that's only the errors I'm talking about. Not only the broader policy. I'm talking about just data errors alone was 400,000 if you do the math.
Well, yeah,
one list we ever saw.
Breyer pointed out in his dissent, in that Supreme Court case, you're going to have to remind me of the title of it. I cannot.
It was Husted versus
Philip
Randolph Institute.
Yeah, A. Philip Randolph, right. He pointed out in that decision, in his dissent, that in the previous election, Ohio had purged roughly 10% of the electorate, and that only 4% of people typically vote in any, within that 2 or 4 year period. I forget which it was. In a state, it was just totally outrageous. The dissents are infuriating in that case, or the dissent.
They really are. I hadn't read it. I teach this course at law school here at University of Cincinnati, and I really hadn't studied that dissent until a couple of years ago, and it really makes, it makes your blood boil, because he's basically explaining the mathematical flaw. The fatal flaw is you're using a net that captures 50% of the voters that typically don't choose to vote a single election. That's the entry point to try and get to the 4 or 1% that either move or pass away. So in no other world would you use such a horrible proxy to get to what is actually a very narrow group of people. And they're not doing that by accident. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Other states that do this well, of course we want to clean up our rules. They simply use the, change of address forms.
Right.
They'll use, data from local coroners. We can figure this stuff out if we're trying to.
No,
but
this
clearly
is
here, that's not what they're trying to do.
This is
they
an
like
effort.
That they're capturing these votes.
Yeah, this is an effort to suppress mostly the black vote. Absolutely. David Pepper, check out his Substack newsletter. It's brilliant. David, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. MAGA diehards are planning on stealing the election this fall. It's bizarre. I'll share that with you on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I wouldn't have believed the changes in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry's 11, but he acts like he's 4 or 5. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend, Blue and Chewy, my dogs, because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other so-called fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw or store in the fridge where they expire quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and is not messy, and you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and so is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. 22 minutes past the hour. This is just an amazing story. It's in Rolling Stone right now. It's titled, Georgia is Our Laboratory, Inside Trump's Plan to Rig 2024. And David Pepper and I were just talking about, you know, the ways that they are purging voting rolls. And this is happening all across the country, millions and millions of people being purged off the voting rolls. The authors, Adam Ronsley and Aswain Sibazang, apologies for the mispronunciation, I'm sure is there, say the presidential election this year will come down to 7 states. But there's one that Donald Trump and his most committed lieutenants see as a blueprint for all the rest and for corrupting future and local national elections, and that's Georgia. Georgia is the state where the Republicans control the governor's office, they control the House, they control the Senate, and they control the Supreme Court. It's an absolute 100% trifecta, which is how they get away with purging all these voters and making it hard to vote and all this kind of thing. And they've remade, now the authors note, they have remade Georgia's state election board, the executive branch, the legislature, and all the local, the legal ecosystems, all in Donald Trump's image. Conservatives in the state assembly have unleashed thousands of voter eligibility challenges in county election boards. They passed a law last year or the year before that says that anybody can challenge any voter. And if you're challenged, then you have to go in and prove that you actually are a voter. So you've got these white suburban people who are coming up with lists of 5,000, 10,000 people who live in the black inner city, or, you know, even the upscale black suburbs around Atlanta. There's a lot of them. I used to live there. And saying, oh, here's my list of 10,000 people that shouldn't be allowed to vote. And those people are immediately removed from the polls, from the voting rolls, until they show up and say, no, I actually, Greg Palast did this movie. He had this one guy who had removed 34,000 people from the voting rolls. And, you know, he shows up wearing a six shooter, calls himself the sheriff, the vote sheriff. They note this is happening throughout the country. Nearly every leader who matters, I'm reading from the article, in various state GOPs, the National Republican Party, and within the conservative movement is playing their part in a well-funded, coordinated attempt to corrupt American elections in a way so transparently cynical, so authoritarian, that it makes the rights of voter fraud crackdowns of the pre-Trump era look like a flicker or intellectual claim by comparison. They're already preparing to claim vote fraud in Georgia, no matter who wins. They just don't want Americans to believe in our system. The law that I was telling you about is SB 202, the so-called Election Integrity Act. It was passed in 2021, and it restricts early voting. It ends ballot drop boxes. It limits mail-in ballots. But most importantly, it allows anybody to challenge anybody's right to vote. And radically expands that. In Fulton County, for example, the voter registration was challenged. This person in particular, and probably everybody else on her street. There's a number of streets in Georgia named after old Confederate generals. And when I lived in Atlanta, there is 34 Peachtree Streets in Atlanta. Why? Because back right up until the 1890s, there was a law in the books that said a black person may not walk, work, or drive on Peachtree Street. These were, the old segregation laws. And so every new community, as Atlanta grew, wanted to have a Peachtree Street running right through the middle of it as its way of asserting that it was a whites-only community. And it's still largely that way. So they're not changing Peachtree Street, but there's all these streets named after Confederate generals and Confederate heroes, and the city is changing the names of these streets to get rid of all these Confederate names. Well, Republicans are now coming in and saying, this person no longer lives on Robert E. Lee Way. Well, they don't. They still live in the same house, but it's now called, Martin Luther King Drive. But that is the basis of their purging them, because they know that these are largely black communities. This is just so wrong. So what's on your mind? I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. It's the Tom Hartman program, The True People's Media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, who stole your vote and how to get it back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, the rise of the hard right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com.
I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, I can get you an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. After checkout, by the way, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. 35 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Mary in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Happy to talk to you. I live in Grand Rapids, and I just heard that Tucker Carlson and Kid Rock are coming to the Van Andel Arena in September.
How exciting.
And, pardon?
I said, how exciting.
I know. My question is, I read the Malcolm Nance book in 2017 that was, you're familiar with Van Andel and DeVos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Malcolm's been on this program about his book.
Yeah, he had connected something with the Helen DeVos Hospital that they were getting codes from Russia. My question is, if you had heard anything about the connection with the Van Andel DeVos with the Russian?
I have not. I'm sorry. Other than mentions by him, I haven't.
I know, because I know Tucker Carlson is into the Russian.
Oh, he's a total apologist for Putin now.
Yeah.
100%.
These guys
do not like democracy. They want America to be like Russia. They want a strong man, you know, at the top, and they want to be, you know, in the lieutenant class, the barons to the king.
Exactly. And I grew up with the Van Andel and DeVos's, and I know they're like the Christian right, and they're mm-hmm. The Prince, the Holland, you've heard of Eric Prince.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Betsy's
he's
brother.
And Holland, yeah, and they're all connected, and it's just kind of scary because I think I'm just shocked that they're having Tucker Carlson at this venue.
Well, you know, he's a celebrity on the right. I mean, there's a lot of people in America who just don't want democracy. They want a strongman government. They, you know, fascism is very appealing. You know, Hitler was very popular for a number of years, you know, among the people he wasn't throwing in jail. Same for Mussolini, same for Franco in Spain. You know, even Pinochet had a couple of years there where he was, you know, where people gave him a chance and thought well of him before he, you know, really aggressively started murdering people. So, you know, it's an appealing thing. And as long as there's people like, you know, Bannon and Carlson and whatnot out there pushing for it, there's going to be an audience for them. I think it's a tragic commentary
right.
on America. I mean, we saw this in the 30s with Lindbergh, Lucky Lindbergh, you know, Charles Lindbergh, the pilot.
Who led
the America First movement, which was a pro-Hitler movement.
And then I heard you talking about Atlanta. My in-laws lived in... Are you familiar with Madison, Georgia?
I've heard the name. I haven't been there.
Yeah, they lived in a plantation home.
Uh-huh.
And they were extremely proud of the Confederate flag and the, you know, the whole...
Yeah.
It's just scary. It just kind of scared me that, I completely appreciate Malcolm Nance and his books.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my concern was that there is a connection with the Russian, with the DeVos, Helen DeVos and Van Andel Hospital we have here in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I don't know any of the specifics on that, Mary,
yeah.
but good luck when Tucker comes to town. I mean, you know, I don't know how you protect yourself from that kind of spiritual energy, but good luck. Mary, thank you for the call. Anthony in Levittown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. Anthony? Anthony is apparently not listening to his phone. Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's on your mind today?
Hello. I'm not sure you know about it, so I'd like to give a big heads up to everyone about a podcast called Shrinking Trump, which is hosted by two top psychologists, Dr. John Gartner, who founded Duty to Warn back, I think, in 1915. A movement kind of similar to Bandy Lee did, who to inform people about Trump's personality disorder,
right.
And Dr. Harry Siegel from Cornell, who they show weekly clips of Trump with a lot of levity, along with excellent other medical doctor guests on his degrading mental status. One guest, I forget his name, showed a graph he had made comparing Trump and Biden. Which shows a graph line of Biden's aging value going up significantly, while his negative mental cognitive value line has not increased, whereas Trump's aging value line really hasn't gone up, but his negative cognitive value has skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating show. It's called Shrinking Trump. By the way, I missed your segment with Bandy Lee, who I respect so much. And just as a last... a comment. I met a man on the beach in Malibu the other week who told me that he had used to be a TV commercial producer, and that when he was in New York and they wanted to film something on a Trump property, of course, you know, they went through the whole process of getting it approved, and then they would come and show up to film. And Trump would come and then tell them that they couldn't do it unless they paid X amount more.
Hmm.
So just, like, effectively extorting them for more money than they had...
agreed to, yeah.
You know, yeah, agreed to, and which they ended up paying because they already had all of their equipment and people there.
Right.
So just yet another facet of the Trump that we know.
Yeah, yeah, the guy's a hustler.
Yep.
He's a world-class grifter. Susha, thank you very much for that. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
That lady mentioned Madison, Georgia, didn't she?
She did. You're breaking up, Gary.
Can you hear me?
No, you're breaking up very badly. Gary, I'm gonna put you on hold and let Mark figure out what's going on. Tony in Fair Play, Colorado. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom, thank you for all that you do. You are unbelievably great. I think the world is naive and asleep as to Putin's $200 billion negative effect on the world, the whole world.
Yeah.
Putin has realized that he can replace bullets with million-dollar donations and money. And that's his aim.
And social
media. He's
going
to use money. He's going to mess it all up with money.
Yeah.
Putin's formula, his MO is money plus threats of violence. Every time you see threats, even in our political system nowadays, I think a large part of it is from Putin and his people. But my main question to you has to do with cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. This is an attempt I see to replace the U.S. dollar. The beautiful fact that the U.S. dollar has been the currency of the world until recently. Putin has and his people and China have realized that they can fund the decline of the dollar, the demise of the dollar, by funding Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and I'd like to get your opinion on that. Thank you.
Sure. There's only one country in the world, maybe two now, one in Central America, I believe it might be Costa Rica, I'm not sure, and the other in Africa, and I don't recall which country that is, that actually allow Bitcoin to be used as a currency. So, you know, prior to that, you could have said Bitcoin is not even a currency, it's just a commodity. you know, like gold or silver, for example. You can exchange them for things. There are people who will take them in exchange, you know, for things, but that doesn't make them a currency. And I just see Bitcoin as enormously risky, number one. And number two, I think that there's a big crash coming for Bitcoin. The thing that makes Bitcoin, that gives it its value, essentially, is that in order to create, you know, $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, you have to spend about $300 worth of electricity. It requires enormous amounts of computing power. Well, once quantum computers come online, and that's going to happen in the next 5 years, once these really, really super high-speed computers come online that can do the mathematical calculations necessary to generate a piece of Bitcoin, the value of Bitcoin is just going to collapse, in my opinion. I would stay as far away from it as I could. I don't think it's a good investment. I don't think it's, and I, you know, I don't believe it's a currency, or I, you know, I don't think it should be seen as a currency. It's just too, it varies too much based on market conditions, which is what commodities do. Tony, thank you for the call. We'll be back, and you know, whether it's part of some vast conspiracy being orchestrated by Vladimir Putin, I kind of doubt. You know, like any commodity, there's a marketplace for them. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Interesting, in Nevada, when Trump did his rally, and amid all his incoherent rambling, he pretty much did not discuss his conviction. I think he's worried about the sentencing. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about her dog and Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shining. He has his old sparkle back. You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other so-called fresh brands out there that ship frozen so you have to wait for it to thaw or store it in the fridge where it expires quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and thus is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Morgan in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Morgan, what's up?
Yeah, there's a couple things, and thank you for taking my call. The first thing is when he did the Nevada speech, he said, and it's the most truthful thing I ever heard from his mouth, he says, "I don't care about you. I just want your votes."
Yep, and it was in the context of people passing out from the heat.
Yeah, and another thing I was thinking about, if he does win, what are they going to say when he puts his hand on the Bible? He's putting targets on Americans' backs.
Yeah.
What are they going to say? I mean, the oath is that you will protect all Americans.
Maybe the Bible will burst into flames.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Yeah. Trump putting his hand on a Bible that he didn't sell for $60. Yeah, I get it, Morgan. I get it. Yeah, thanks for reminding us of that. That was definitely the low point. Thank you very much for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good day, Tom. Neither X-Ray nor KBCS had your feed earlier in the show.
Oh, I know. That was our problem. We our engineer replaced our streaming computer, and he forgot to turn it on. So we didn't know. We thought everything was normal.
Those are our two great stations. So I missed your opening segments, but I did read and wholeheartedly agree with the today's Hartman report, excoriating the 43 years of Republican Reagan, so-called Reagan Revolution.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think an unapologetic progressive agenda is our answer to that and the antidote to faux populism, FAUX populism, whether it's from Reagan or Trump. And Julia Connolly has a good piece on Common Dreams today about Trump's Las Vegas rally and what the Biden response needs to be to that. But finally, Tom, in my opinion, what cost us the election in 2016 was the Democratic Party establishment determined to to keep the TPP and the free trade neoliberalism going, and that opened the door for Trump to exploit.
Fast forward to
today, Tom, and we have another Democratic Party orthodoxy that's weighing down our candidate, and that's this unconditional support for Israel. No matter how recklessly and brutally Netanyahu proceeds with this war, and he's going to try and he's going to feel very emboldened by getting these four hostages back and keep going full steam ahead. But in my math, this war's gotten back seven hostages while killing over 37,000 Palestinians. So, let's say a couple thousand of those were Hamas militants. You still have about 5,000 innocent Palestinians killed for every one rescued hostage. So that doesn't sound like the kind of answer for Israel nor for President Biden to keep going along with and jeopardizing his reelection chances. Your thoughts, Tom?
I agree. I think that Biden is going to have to. It's a very delicate line to walk, because they're the Republicans are just totally lined up behind Netanyahu. B, you've got a lot of Jewish Democrats who are very, very supportive of Israel, kind of no matter what. And then C, you've got a huge and well-funded media machine, influence machine, coming out of Israel and with AIPAC. And all of that stuff is real problematic for Biden if he takes a harder line with Israel. On the other hand, if he doesn't, it's just the right thing to do. If a country is just killing people with 1,000-pound bombs when they could be doing it surgically, in collaboration with nearby Arab countries, it's just wrong. And I think it's Netanyahu, trying to hang on to his own survival. So.
That's all it is, and I think if we want to build back the coalition that won in 2020, and that's a lot of young people and people of color, rallying around us, the Democratic Party, I think Biden's going to have to make that hard choice.
Yeah, I agree. Jeff, thanks for the call. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Tom. I was just thinking that I think Trump is going to lie on his with the probation officer.
Well, he avoided the drug test today, by phoning it in.
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to lie in order to extend his sentencing day.
Mm. Lie about what?
You see what I mean?
No, I don't. What would he say?
Because if he lies, then they say, well, he told the truth, and then they'd want to take it to court and then extend time.
The thing that they're counting on right now to push this thing past the election is this argument that somebody on Facebook said that their cousin was a juror and that they knew the outcome in advance. It turns out that the guy was just a professional troll without a cousin, but the Republicans are still pushing this, and they're demanding an investigation. John, thanks for the call. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Catherine Eden, professor at Princeton University. We'll discuss the impediments that poverty poses to kids and learning.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.